is quite deep, so it's quite murky when you get down there, but she is enormous. Although the front end got blown off in the explosion, a good two-thirds of her still remains sort of in one piece, although things are jumbled around a bit. But she is just huge. The hull is covered with white and gold sort of soft corals. On the deck, you'd find all the things you'd normally expect to find on a deck. So you have winches, anchors, bollards. Any sailor who had served on her would know where he was if he was able to see her today. A lot of the fixtures and fittings, there are deck timbers. The deck planking is in remarkably good condition considering it's been down there. You can see the ventilation funnels. We've got some photo footage of guns with the gun trainer wheels. I mean, it is an extraordinary sight. We had been given permission from the Ministry of Defence to put up a Union flag because the Union flag said that all the nations mourn the loss of HMS Pathfinder. So the flag going up, the wreath being laid by the flag, the whole thing about going into the gloom and then with lights, being able to see all these soft corals, being able to see all the features of the ship, hugely moving. And then with the other boat alongside us doing their particular ceremonies, it's just extraordinary. And when you're down there, you feel so close because it's the last tangible remains of that awful event all that time ago.